September wheat, 523 and a half, down 10. December, 524 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter, now down 9. September corn, 336 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. December, 344 and 3 quarters, now a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 373, down 3 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, 1094 and a half, up 3 and 3 quarters. November, 996 and a quarter, down 12 and a quarter. July, 1022, down 11 and a quarter. September soybean meal, 462, up $15.80. October, 353.60, up 50. September soybean oil, 31.77, down 26. October live cattle, 159.55, up 102 and one half. September feeder cattle, 228.50, up 135. October lean hogs, 104.52 and a half. They're up 145. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
A lot going on in the soybean complex. Let's start with the meal, because $15.80 is quite the jump.
You know, we've seen a lot of craziness going on in the bean meal basis as of late, and to what's happening as far as, you know, what we're able to get in, you know, from the field out there. The September meal, you know, up. We are in a tight situation. They're paying up tremendously, $3 and $4 over for beans. You know, there's some people caught is what it amounts to.
Okay. Now let's go to the actual soybean pit, where November has broken under $10 for the first time since 2010.
Yes, we have. A lot of that came from the warming of the forecast again on the early morning run here. You know, as we look at that, you know, there's still people saying that they could drop another 50 to 75 cents, looking at the size of the crop. The bulls, the only thing they've got going for them is maybe come next Monday when the FSA actual acreage comes in, and they're hoping that maybe the acreage is a little less than what the trade has been using for now. But as we look at the yields, if we don't get the frost freeze over the weekend, it looks like by the end of November, by the time we get done with this contract, we're going to see some gigantic bean stocks.
Do you think then that even $9 might not hold when it's all said and done?
Well, you know, I would think that there's still a pretty good chance that $9 can hold. I don't think that many... There are a few people, but the majority of the people are thinking we should see something that comes in there. A lot of people are looking here that right now a 991 is the next term objective, with 997 is the next target after that. But there is a lot of people that saying that through the glut of harvest we could see 910.
All right, so the risk definitely still to the downside there in the soybeans. Corn, it was quietly making a new low for its move today, too, but not as much as the soybean.
No, I mean, the contract low at 343 and three quarters as far as the D's went. We went down to 43. It's quietly sitting there and whatever. You know, a couple news articles this morning was talking about where value comes in and what the price minus price per bushel for what you're averaging like that comes in, you know, at 321 is basically what it comes down to. Is that's without land costs, and we haven't been under that for about 6 years. So, you know, are we finding some value in here at this point in time? We probably should be able to be finding some, but I think it's going to be a little lower than this during the glut of harvest.
Well, I wouldn't have a reason for end users to want to buy up unless they had needs.
You know, I mean, we're looking, and I'm sure that corn at the harvest price with the harvest basis sure equates into ethanol equations right now, and they're going to want to be, you know, booking some in. But I think the large bookings by the commercials are probably being put off until we see the glut of this thing.
What do you see in the wheat market today?
A wheat market, well, you know, the Black Sea area is way under us as far as world bids. We've got to come down and get competitive in the world, Dave. And until we do, we're just not going to be selling any wheat out of this country.
In fact, we're not even being tendered by foreign countries looking for wheat.
Well, there's a reason when there's that kind of differential between, why bother?
Livestock. Boy, oh boy, it is hot as a red-hot poker.
You know, cheap feed makes for a lot of excitement over in the livestock industry, and we've got the cheap feed, and it's going in there. But I'll tell you what, the numbers are down, the demand for meat is high, and up, up, and away we go one more time.
It is amazing. Everybody thought it was over, and here we have now bounced off, and you're looking at October feeders at 227, 17 and a half.
Unbelievable.
those numbers don't compute.
The steak out very expensive. I mean, we bought some expensive steaks at the football game or at the Aces tent on Saturday, but those come out of $100,000 steer. So.
And in the lean hogs, there was some thought that maybe that run was done too, but October is right back at it.
They're back pushing higher. I mean, you're not going to take beef up and leave pork sitting there alone because people learn to like pork chops awfully well, too. And so a lot of demand for meat just throughout the world.
All right, let's talk about the influence of what could happen late in the week in those USDA reports. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that informants' numbers are going to be closer to what the government will actually say than say what FC Stone's are, Dave. And I think that trade is adjusted to that, and they'll just say that they think the reports down the road will continue to get bigger along the way. You know, the crop ratings here, which we know don't always equate back into the final yields, but they are looking tremendously good from now. So it's awful hard to say. There's been a lot of disease problem damage out there, or yield loss, with the crop still looking and rating that good as far as the ratings go that way. I think the frost freeze for Friday, Saturday, still hanging out there, but the weather forecasters today, our private weather forecasters, have lightened up where the low 28-degree temperatures have come down to and narrowed it on in, so the damage level is going to be a little bit less. But, I mean, the government report being we don't change acreage on this report, mm-hmm. It's going to be awfully hard to get a bullish report out of the government.
So that report probably doesn't feed the bull, doesn't even feed the bear, but in the absence of anything bullish trending lower, I would suppose.
You know, we've got a little hope in that they have to raise the yield some, or else they'll just say, hey, we don't believe them. If they don't raise quite, they raise but don't raise quite as much, it could have a little bit of a bounce for us, but you know, I have read, I think, seven times this morning on news wires, if there's any bounce from the government report, be ready to sell.
It's a selling opportunity, probably. In fact, we're probably going ahead and setting ourselves up for a bounce in the seconds after 11 o'clock and then a sale. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that.
You know, by here, I think a break back above $10 is going to attract some sales. And maybe that's why some of the traders pushed it below 9 here to get people to sell just above 10.
Is the damage then pretty much confined at this point to North and South Dakota?
You know, there's going to be parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and that are going to get some Montana out in those areas. But as if the maps that were out this morning verify, it's going to be pockets rather than big areas.
Hmm. And I suppose we need to go back and talk about the dollar. We haven't talked about the dollar because it's been so low for so long, but it has been a rocket.
You know, we hear that I don't think it's our strength as much as other people's weakness. When the euro dollar, when they lowered their interest rates down to basically zero also along the way, they're doing the economic stimulus just like we've done for a long time. It's stimulated our dollar. It's raised it to, you know, new highs for this move. And it is going to be eventually hurting our exports, as that's going to make the Brazilian and beans and corn cheaper, and also the Russian grains cheaper. So, you know, it just raises our price a little bit, and we're more of a high-priced grocery store than the others out there.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Current ticker in the marketplace, September corn, 336 and a half, down 2 3/4. December, 344 and 3/4, down 3.5. July, 373, down 3 3/4. September beans, 1094 and a half, up 3 3/4. November, 996 and a half, and they are down 12. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.